And joining us right now, here on the hotline, by the way, brought to you by the Prime Rib Dinner at the 99 Restaurants. It's here, 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA Choice Prime Rib, served with a choice of two sides, available every Saturday and Friday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You gotta love the nines. Jonathan Jones joins us here on the program. Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Doing well.
It's going very well. Now, before we get to the meat and potatoes here of all this, Gerard Mayo said, if you're healthy, you're playing on Sunday. You were a notable absence there on the sidelines. Are you healthy? Are you feeling okay? We need you, you know.
I'm ready to get back to it. Just working on some things that kind of gave me a little problems early in the preseason, but getting ready to roll out there for week one. I think that's what the focus is for me right now, and just day by day getting ready.
And where do you see, without giving away game plan, I'm not looking for specifics or anything. Joe Burrow might be listening, so we don't want to give him anything.
Noted listener of the show, Joe Burrow.
Yes. You've become a pretty versatile guy in the back end of the defense just the last year. Then on the practice field, you know, we've seen you slot corner, outside corner, some free safety. Where is that fit for you in the back end, or are you going to find out week to week, you think?
I think it'll be week to week. You know, I love playing corner, but I also like switching up playing safety when the defense calls for it. So I think it'll be week to week and just seeing the best place to be out there and help the team. I enjoy moving around. You know, it gives me a different perspective, you know, on Sundays throughout the game, and I enjoy it. But we'll see. I think it'll definitely be week to week.
How do you feel about the progression of the two pups underneath you there in Christian Gonzalez, Marcus Jones, who missed most of last year? Both of them missed most of last year with injuries there. How have they recovered, and how do you think they're coming along so far in the preseason?
I mean, they've done well. You know, they attacked their rehab, bounced back. I know how that goes sometimes with injuries. It's a long process physically, but then mentally, you know, I think they've stayed with it. Ready to get back out there and play football. Once you have the injuries, you know, it's contact, and, you know, they both played in the preseason, got some contact, so I think they're in a good place mentally. And so looking forward to them growing, you know, and watching them grow and continue to grow in their career, especially, you know, Marcus finding his role and Christian, you know, growing to his own as well.
Jonathan, as a leader on this football team, what has this offseason, this training camp, this build-up to a new season been like? Coming off a four-win season, hearing outside expectations of, you know, that this team might not win a lot of games, or it isn't a very talented team. You know, you played for so many teams that every year it was win the division, go to the AFC Championship game. What is it like in this new world of lowered expectations, at least outside of the building?
Like you said, no one's counting on us. That's kind of a little bit different, but you have to embrace that opportunity, and it's for good reason that no one's counting us. It's not like we put out, you know, a good product, but, you know, our goal is to come together, you know, in the off season, build guys up, bring in guys that can help us win and go out there and give a good product, because at the end of the day, you know, that's what it's for. So, you know, not having the expectations is definitely a different mindset, and you have to prepare yourself that, you know, you might be that team that somebody overlooks, and it's your job, you know, to show up and show them they shouldn't have overlooked you.
Speaking of guys maybe getting overlooked, today obviously is cut down day. I think the deadline just passed a few minutes ago. This day comes on the calendar. Obviously, you're in a position now where you don't have to sweat it out so much. But how was that sort of historically for you going through that? And what do you sort of learn about the team after a day like today?
Oh, man, for me, you know, as an undrafted guy, I still, you know that feeling. Just know what it's like to sit around all day and wait. And wait on a call and hope you don't get one, you know, that you're being released. But it's just a part of it. It's the nature of the business, and you understand that there's so many different avenues for guys to bounce back, whether it's getting weighed, you know, picked up by another team or brought back. You know, they've added more guys to the practice squad and, you know, with the weekly elevation. So I think the game is a little bit different, you know, now with the rules. You know, it gives guys a little bit more of an opportunity, you know, after they are cut, you know, to come back and still play and be a part of an organization. But, yeah, it's definitely tough. Like I said, I can remember, you know, sitting and waiting and hoping that I, you know, made the team. So there's a lot of guys, you know, out there today. You know, there's a lot of transactions from different teams. And you always know that, you know, this is a tough day for a lot of guys.
From a defensive player's perspective, I think you're aware there's a lot of conversation about the quarterback position, who should be the starter. You got a veteran in Jacoby. You got a young guy who's playing well. What is your assessment of that? Do you hear that? Do you think about that? Do you care who you know, not to be disrespectful to your teammates, but do you care who the starting quarterback is, or is that one of those things like that doesn't directly affect your job? What is your mentality as you assess a quarterback competition?
Well, you know, as a defense, first and foremost, your job is to do our job and, you know, go out there, get stops and get the ball back to the offense. And I think, you know, it's their job is to, you know, put up points, and they'll find the best way, the best possibility to do that. So, you know, our first and foremost, our job is to go out, stop people, you know, get them the ball, and whatever they decide at quarterback and whatever the team decides and whatever that, you know, is best for the team. I'm pretty sure we'll put that out there.
All right, first preseason, first offseason, first everything here for Jerod Mayo. How would you grade your head coach's debut here before we get to week one of the regular season? What kind of job do you think he's done?
He's been a great leader, you know, and I'm excited to go into the season, go to battle for him. I'm excited about it. I'll come back in at the end of the season and grade the rest of the year. But no, he's really done a great job. It's just leadership, and that's just who he is, you know, as a person, as a coach, and so I'm excited for the season.
Is there ever a sense, like, obviously there's a lot of guys in their new roles here for the first time, new offensive coordinator, new head coach, new GM, new everything. You've been here for a long time. You've seen the way things used to be and how they are now. Do you ever sort of just forget the fact that there's all these new guys doing new jobs, or is that something that you're reminded of maybe more often than you'd think?
No, I mean, you see it. I mean, you see it in just the face changes as you've been, you know, in the same place. You know, the building doesn't change, the people do. And so you notice it, you know, just seeing the new faces, the new guys, and getting to know guys' stories, you know, and what brought them to, you know, where they are. So it's always fun and an interesting moment to build, you know, build with the coaches, build with players, and see what the team can do. And so it's definitely been different, you know, a different group of guys, but it's still New England football.
Jonathan, before the Red Sox season started, a lot of people said that their clubhouse was tight. They had a quality clubhouse, good dynamic within the team. I kind of rolled my eyes and then come to find out they did, and I think it helped them win some baseball games. So if I asked you that question about the New England Patriots, guys you've been working with for months and months now through spring and OTAs and minicamp and training camp, what kind of dynamic is there in that locker room in terms of the way this team is built?
Oh, man, it's a younger team, you know, as opposed to some I've been in, you know, early on my career. But I love it just in the sense that everyone connects. You know, it's always, you can tell guys are bantering back and forth, you know, coming off the field, guys getting extra work with each other. So I feel like we brought in a lot of new faces, but somehow, you know, guys have come in and gelled and found commonality. And so, you know, as we go through the season, you know, you do those things in the off season where you get to know each other's outside of football. And as we come, you know, up on the season, it's our job to, you know, keep those things going, you know, during the season, and always, you know, keep each other at the foremost, you know, thought in our mind.
So week one, you got a tough offense there in Cincinnati with the Bengals. I was always curious about this. I don't know what it was like with Bill or what it's going to be like here with Jerod, but you as like the number one corner, do you sort of declare, hey, I got Jamar, or hey, I'm taking T. Hey, this guy's mine all day, or is that something the coach sort of works with you on, or is that just, you know, that's my guy and everybody knows it?
I think sometimes there's some suggested ones that, you know, like, hey, this guy has this guy. And every now and then a guy will just want a guy, you know, and if it fits within the game plan, you know, a lot of time coaches, you know, defensive coordinators and coaches will see how they, you know, want to attack, you know, the offense. And so if we're able to do matchup games, sometimes guys like it, and it always fits together when we can.
So we asked you about Jerod Mayo and how he's doing. How about your defensive coordinator? I know he's not new, but he's in a new role. He's calling the defense. He seems from afar like he's a guy that errs on the side of being aggressive. How do you think DeMarcus Covington has sort of put his stamp on this defense early on?
I mean, he's been, like I said, he's not new to the team. He's been here for a while, understands the system, but it's his canvas now. He gets to paint it, you know, paint the picture how he wants, and he definitely has, you know, an aggressive mentality, not so much just, you know, from play calling, but just as a coach. He has that energy about him that, you know, he wants aggression. He wants aggression out of guys, and, you know, Pep's one of his favorite guys just because of the aggression, you know, that Pep brings to the game. And so I'm excited to see, you know, what he does this year, you know, with play calling and, you know, how he sees the game. So it's going to be exciting.
So Christian Barmore is obviously out for the year. We hope he gets better. Matthew Judon's out to the Atlanta Falcons. Those are your two, or were two of your main pass rushers. And that, people may not realize, it puts a lot more pressure on you guys in the secondary. You got to cover a lot longer. Is that something that you're conscious of? Is that something that you're expecting to have to be able to do? Or do you think they'll be able to kind of fill in around what those guys are able to do and what they've been able to do the last couple of years?
We're going to see. I think that's the exciting part about it, is some guys get an opportunity. You know, they get an opportunity now to show, you know, what they can do, how effective they can be. You know, you don't always know, you know, when your opportunity is going to come, whether it be, you know, unfortunate situation, you know, with Barmore, you know, or, you know, guy getting traded. And, you know, you get your opportunity to go out there and show that, hey, you know, I still belong and, you know, I have an opportunity to make an impact on this team.
Have you thought about coaching? I don't want to put you out to pasture too quickly, but no, it just came to me, like, Gerard Mayo is your head coach. You see Dante Hightower, Matthew Slater's on the staff, Troy Brown's around. A lot of former players are a part of your organization right now. Have you thought about coaching down the road?
Who knows? Who knows where to lead me? You know, I'm still in love with playing, but, you know, football just becomes such a big part of your life. You know, the it's always an easy transition that you still get your fix of the competitiveness and being around the guys. You know, I can see it with Hightower being around. It feels like to me like he's still a player in my eyes, you know, not disrespect him as a coach, but just having his energy around. You know, remember what it's like to have him as a teammate. And so who knows? Who knows what the future holds for me, but I'm still in love with playing the game right now.
All right. We'll leave it right there. Jonathan Jones, thanks for the time today, and good luck against Cincinnati.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. That is Jonathan Jones, starting corner here for your New England Patriots.